Get up, superstar. It's time to shine.
Here's to the fierce queens, the delusional dreamer, the one who thinks she's all that because she marches to the beat of her own drum. She's not afraid to embrace her flaws, and she finds power in using failure as fuel for evolution. Defying the limits imposed by perfectionism and imposter syndrome, she faces her fears with full confidence in God, because the one who put her here also called her to have dominion here. My name is Barbara Moahi, your online bestie and chair executive officer. Join me and women across the world who refuse to let fear keep them from their wildest dreams. This is Boldly Becoming.
So today on the podcast, we are joined by the one and only Lasizwe, who's not just a social media king, but a successful entrepreneur too. From working with Steers on the Noma Frequency Tour, being nominated for and then winning multiple awards, all the way to having his own reality show, Lasizwe is definitely a force to be reckoned with. And I think Lasizwe isn't just successful, he's passionate about empowering others, which can be seen in a lot of the work that he does to give back to his community. He's faced imposter syndrome head on, and guess what? Today he's taken the time to share with you and me what it takes to be confident on a world stage. Now, I know you've probably been in a situation before where you've worked tirelessly and endlessly for recognition or for that next step in your life, whether it was endless years of medical school so that you could become a doctor, or endless years of practicing your craft so you could be considered to even be in certain audition rooms. But it's almost as if the moment you're in theater or the moment you're in the audition room, you start to question your capabilities. The nerves start to kick in, and instead of experiencing excitement, you then start to experience some sort of self-doubt. You start to question whether people around you will think that you were on the list by mistake, or you were placed in that position, in that job, in that hospital by accident. And I want to tell you today that that is absolutely normal. And in fact, imposter syndrome is something that affects high achieving individuals and even people of faith. So don't beat yourself up about it. You're not less of a Christian or less of a person of faith because you don't believe in your God to pull you through. You're just human. And today I got to sit down with one of the coolest humans on this planet. I'm talking about Lasizwe, who needs no introduction. So let's jump right into the conversation that I had with Lasizwe.
Okay, so I'm standing with the fabulous Lasizwe. Lasizwe, how are you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling very good. Thank you for asking.
And I wanted to ask you, man, because this is a very big accomplishment. I don't know if you feel like it's a big accomplishment or you feel like, oh, normally, this is your everyday life.
I mean, it is a big accomplishment. I mean, this is a world premiere. It's my first world premiere that we had.
Which is huge.
So thank you for that. And I'm just trying to let the energy simmer and settle in. Feels so surreal, and yeah, that's how I feel right now.
And do you have any spoilers for us?
I think the biggest spoiler that I can give you is my friendship with Thando Tabete. It was my first time meeting her like that, and we kicked it off like a house on fire.
That's amazing. Yeah. I love that. And question I've been dying to ask you is, I know you started making videos in your bedroom, somewhere in Soweto, and I wanted to ask you, did you ever think that you'd be standing here one day? What's that imposter syndrome like? Do you ever walk into
rooms
and
like,
I'm still that kid?
You are a really good interviewer, I must say. Yes, the imposter syndrome has been there, been trying to fight it off, but it's a good accomplishment to feel the way I feel like right now, which is a feeling of, I'm proud of you. You know, it's you talking to the inner child and saying, dude, you know what you're doing.
We did that,
you know. So it's a very surreal feeling again. We've been doing it. We're still doing it. We're still going to do it. So it's really cool to be here. It's really cool to experience all of this. And I'm really grateful that I got to be who I am today.
I love that. Last question before I release you.
Sure.
What do you tell yourself every day to get yourself out of those moments when you feel like I'm still that kid?
Oh, I am that bitch. Oh, no. That's a standard. I am that bitch. Whenever you're feeling like you are about to step into a boardroom that is very shaky or a scene that you don't know how to do, just
remind
put
yourself
outside and say,
I'm that girl.
I'm that bitch. I'm that girl.
Oh, that's like it's all about Rohana.
Say it with me. I'm that bitch.
I'm that bitch.
No, that's the thing.
I'm gonna say it with my chest.
No, say it with your chest, baby. Like, okay. Own it. Like, I'm that bitch. Like, you did that. Like, what you're doing right now, you pulled me aside. I would have said, no, you're that bitch. You really are that bitch.
People saying yes.
You came with the looks, you came with the trip, you looked at the parts.
Thank you.
So you are that
bitch. Thank you.
So say it.
I am. No, don't hide it. Don't hide it. My mom's gonna watch this. I say,
your mom's gonna know this.
Cecily, that.
Your mom raised the G. No, say it.
Thank you.
No, like,
okay, as you just said, I'm going to say it, guys. So I'm going to say
she
it.
She better say it.
I am that.
How did that feel? How did that feel?
It feels like God's going to punish me. Gadlala.
Don't worry.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank
it was
you.
Fabulous having
lovely
you.
Lovely seeing you. You look amazing. Hope
thank
to
you.
See you more in the future.
You will see me more in the future.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Cool. Cheers.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know if you could tell, but Lasizwe is such a gem because even in as much as I was showering him with compliments and affirmation of the work that he has done, and as much as he was the guest in this interviewer situation, he definitely still took the time to pour back into me and acknowledge the good that I was doing and affirm everything that I was doing. So shout out to Lasizwe for that. But there are three practical tips that I wanted to pull out of my conversation with Lasizwe that I thought you might love to take away from. And number one that he mentioned is that you really need to work hard. And I mean, working hard is a way to honor the gifts that God has given you anyway. Lasizwe emphasizes hard work and how when you own your skills and knowledge through dedication, you build confidence in your abilities, a testament to the talents that you have. And I think if you think back to Lasizwe's career, he blew up in 2016, 2015. But how long before that was he posting videos? And how many years of consistent content being put out has gotten him to the point where he is now, where he's able to be on a world stage on Amazon Prime amongst stars like Trevor Noah, Nomza Mombatha, Thando Thabetha, who even them in their own right have worked tirelessly and endless years in their career in order to be where they're at. And so there was something that I shared on the previous podcast episode where we spoke about what it takes to be successful, right? Becoming world class. And I took a little bit from the lives of Michael Jackson and the lives of Will Smith, where Will Smith actually shared this quote that it will take one brick every single day laid excellently for you to have a big bad wall of achievements. And I think sometimes that's something that we take for granted just because we're in this world of overnight sensations and virality. And while most overnight sensations were 15 years in the making, we have to commit that we're going to show up to the best of our ability every single day, because we don't know when our day will come. We don't know when our overnight success will come. Will it be in 5 years? Will it be in 15 years? Will it be in, I almost said 200 years, but girl, that is definitely beyond possible. But the second thing that Lasizwe pulls out is that I looked the part, right? He mentions how I have put myself together. I look stunning. I look gorgeous. And that's one of the reasons why he said yes, because I approached him with so much confidence. And I think dressing the part and really putting yourself in a position where you can best feel equipped to navigate the rooms and spaces that you know you're going to be occupying or that you dream of one day occupying plays a big part in fueling that internal belief. I think dressing the part isn't necessarily just about vanity and having the flashiest outfit or the latest, you know, I don't know what. And if you looked at my outfit that day, I literally had on a bodycon dress. It was a red boob tube mini dress, plain red boob tube mini dress, with an old pink blazer that I bought 2 years ago, I had it hung over my shoulders and a pair of red heels. That's literally as simple as my outfit was. That day, I had gone out to buy earrings. I think I spent like 100 rand on buying earrings just to take it up a notch and just so that I wouldn't feel underdressed in that situation. My personal take on overdressing versus underdressing is that it's always best for you to be overdressed, because then you kind of carry yourself with your best foot forward. I think it makes people respect you. If you walk in a place and you're consistently dressed at a certain level, no one's gonna say, oh, she thinks she's better than themselves. If anything, I think that people look at that with admiration and say, oh, I wish I could have the same ability to come into rooms on the same fashion level that Zendaya does. And if you look at Zendaya, she gets praised for it. Nobody's judging Zendaya, pulling her down. And if there are people pulling her down, it's usually trolls who are miserable about their lives in the comment section, right? But Zendaya carries herself with so much grace. She's usually the most overdressed person in the room. And we've seen what that has done for her career. It has allowed us to have a consistent expectation of Zendaya. And while that might be her being herself, I think it's important that you make sure that you are comfortable in the clothing that you wear. Make sure that you'd be able to show up as your full authentic self as well. Not necessarily trying to emulate the Zendayas of the world, but making sure that you in yourself are able to create a mark and a print that will forever be remembered, that every time she walks in the room, we can trust she's going to have a pink hat on and absolutely dazzle us. Every time she walks in the room, we can trust she'll probably be wearing all black and killing it. And I think when you stay true to yourself and you work on honing in what works for you, you're always going to look good. For me, it's a good mini dress. It doesn't matter the style. It's usually in a boob tube because, yeah, it just flatters my body more. Mini dress shows off the legs and I always look good. I can feel confident in the fact that my legs are going to carry me and that the dress is going to be flattering to me because it's a boob tube. But yeah, that's dressing the part. When you project confidence on the outside, it will inspire a positive shift in your inner dialogue, how you think about the way people are relating to you in the spaces that you're in. And I think it kind of helps you shift the focus from being self-conscious to being self-confident. And now you can focus your energy more on how you can stay present and interact with people, as you would have heard in my conversation with Lasizwe. And I think that's where being overdressed versus underdressed for me comes as a no-brainer. Like, it's always better to be overdressed, because for me, if I was underdressed, I will feel self-conscious. I'll feel like I'm not good enough. And really, I, to some degree, am not good enough because I've dressed beneath the theme. Moving on to the very last point that he shared with me, and that was positive self-confidence. Talk, using a powerful affirmation to remind yourself of who you are, remind yourself of your accomplishments and why you're in this room to begin with. No one likes to admit that they experience insecurity. It's almost like a shameful experience we all want to sweep under the rug. But Lasizwe makes it so clear that it's important to talk directly to the shame, right? He uses affirmations and remind yourself of God's purpose for your life and the strength that He has given you, because you are capable and worthy because you are created by God. And as someone who is created in the image of God, you best act like it. You best walk into rooms like you know who you are. All right, that's all for me today. Very short episode, but I really hope that it was insightful. I think the 1 hour episodes are always great because we get to hang out for a long period of time. But what I'm really enjoying with this shorter format is that we can get straight to the point, straight to the good stuff, and straight to growing and glowing. Why am I saying growing and glowing? Because that's definitely some Courtney and Renee influence. But yeah, otherwise, I'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to review this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you screen record the portion that stood out to you and share it on your social media. I'd love to hear from you. It's affirming to get that feedback from you. And also, it lets the world know that something special is going on this corner of the internet. So until next time, remember, that I believe in you and God believes in you. So go out there and kill it. Washa.